Good morning. 9:31 a.m. on Sunday, February the 23rd. 9:31, yeah. I waited for people to, I waited for my wife to wake up and get moving before I opened the garage door. It is cold and overcast. It's like 20 degrees, 22 degrees out here. And there's no sun. It's quite horrible. Quite horrible. 16:33, yeah, I'm trying to stay warm. 16 and a half minutes on the first mile, not bad. I'm gonna keep pushing here because I'm cold. And I wanna get home and have something warm to eat. A fresh cup of coffee. I've been up since about 5. I've had one cup. Actually, I've had two cups already, a cup and a half. And some toast, but it's wearing a little thin. I've also been editing up a storm here this morning. Yes, 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 yes. 25 pages behind me for the day. Another 150 or so to go for my quota for the day. I'm right on track. I'm very much looking forward to later in the week. So basically, I've been under a rock for the last 24 hours. I haven't really done anything. Took the kid over to her rehearsal. Went back and picked her up. She wasn't pleased. She'd botched her solo because she couldn't breathe right. She has a cold. Which is unfortunate because she has to do this live and in person on Wednesday. So I hope she's going to get better by then. So here I am, Sunday morning. It's a quiet day, I'll give it that much. Just about every intersection I've had to cross, there's been at least one car. I'm not sure if it's because it's coming up on church starting time or what. But there's been at least one car. It's one of those in-between kinds of mornings. It acts like it wants to snow. It looks like it should be snowing. It's cold enough that it should be snowing. The sky is pretty much uniformly dark gray. It's not a pretty color. Trying to keep the pace up. So what I'm trying to do is think of things that I can talk about that aren't going to give away what I'm actually doing. I think most of you probably know I've certainly dropped enough hints about what it is that I'm doing. And I have March 1st circled on my calendar, for those of you who want a little heads up. I need to check to see if Halfshare has made it into the catalog yet, into Amazon, the paperback version, because that's something I can make known. That's a piece of information that would be good. I can add it to my list of publications for this year. I'm in a million words club group this year. I haven't written a single word. They're all counting everything. They're counting blog posts and comments, and it's like, no. No, if it's going to be a million words, it's going to be a million words of fiction. And while some of my blog posts might feel like fiction, and no, actually they're not. So, yeah. So I don't count those. I don't count blog posts. I don't count online discussions. I don't count anything except fiction. And I haven't written any new fiction yet this year. And here it is, almost the end of February. 23rd. 5 more days and February will be over. Hey. It's all right. There's still 10 months left. 6 books. 8 books, counting everything that's on the page. Everything that's on my list at the moment. 8 books. It's still possible. It's not, I'll be the first to admit, it's not terribly probable, but it's still possible. And if I write 6 books this year, and if I don't manage to get them all produced by the end of the year, that would be pretty good. I would refill my larder, as it were, restock my shelves, and set me up for the new work production flow once I get done with putting out the paperbacks and recording the books that haven't been recorded. It would give me a chance to offload some of this stuff to editors and to schedule more editors. Good morning. Schedule some more editors into the mix so that I won't be waiting for weeks to get into an editor and then more weeks to get the book back from the editor. I have a slot open in June already. I have another editor that I haven't worked with yet. She could be useful. I don't know what her turnaround time is. Typically it's 3 months. But I don't know if she's got a lot of work or very little work, or what her status is at the moment. I haven't done any work with her yet. Second cousin, Jessica, is doing well. She keeps sending me chapters. Chapters look good. Chapters look very good. I've given her some suggestions on some things that she could do to help make her work go a little bit faster. And she's flagging stuff. And I've convinced her not to try to tell me how to fix it, but just to tell me what's wrong with it. And then quite a lot of the times what happens is that when I see that there's something that's not quite right, it's actually not that piece that's wrong. It's typically the piece just before it, or sometimes it's the piece just after it. Or occasionally it's like, oh yeah, that's a typo. That's not the word I expected to use. Monkpool. But yeah, generally, if it's a sloppy sentence, flag the sentence, and then I'll figure out whether I want to cut it, break it, throw it away. It's surprising the number of times that I just say, yeah, that sentence is a mess. Bye. So a lovely day, No, not really. It's kind of a coffee day. What am I going to cook today? I know I'm going to cook a chicken. I'm just trying to decide how I'm going to cook it. I'd sort of like to make chicken curry, but I think I'm out of coconut milk. I'll just make a stew. I'm going to make chicken and dumplings. I haven't done that in a long time. Could be tasty, could be delicious actually. On a cold day like today, that could be just a ticket. Yeah, my brain is playing tricks on me. It's making me smell stewing chicken already. Oh, come on. This has seemed like a very long walk this morning. It was a long first half, even though it was pretty short, 16 and a half minutes. The second half is going quite slowly. I'm casting about for things to talk about that aren't going to spill the beans. Oh, that is interesting. Sidelight. So my wife has been looking at the tiny house movement, and I have to confess that it's interesting that she would start looking at this stuff, because it's things that I've been looking at for a while now, thinking about, you know, putting an office in the front yard or the backyard and having it be, you know, like a garden shed office combo and the rest of that, and thinking about perhaps finding some land up in the mountains or even out on the plains where I could put a tiny house, a place, a writer's retreat, someplace I could go to hang out for a few days and write off-grid, away from everything, away from the distractions, away from family, away from meals. I'd have to make some of my own, but you know, what would that look like? How would that play? What would I do? interesting question. But she's been looking at these tiny houses that are like 10 feet wide and 12 feet long, which is the same size as the garden house that I was looking at, the garden shed that I was looking at over at Lowe's a year or more ago. And she's thinking, you know, probably outfitted, we could live in that. And it's like, well, no, probably not, but one of us could. And if we had two of them that were connected, that might work out. We could actually probably do quite well if we had that amount of space for each of us. But I have to confess that the idea of having a house that we could pay cash for on land that was paid for . Of course, it won't be long or we'll have our house paid off. Been in it 20 years already. Good morning. And as houses go, it's you know, quite a modest home. Certainly not anything like a McMansion. Could use some fix up, but after 20 years, so could I. And we're getting there. It's getting fixed up slowly. We're adding to it as we go. We've got pretty much all the landscaping taken care of now. We've got to, or at least subtracted. We're now at the point now we've got to go through and maybe do some pruning here and there. Do a little bit of replanting to put stuff back in. Ah, 17 minutes on the back half, not bad. I'm warm enough now. I'm warming up now because I'm almost back. I'm still ready for coffee. I'm still ready for something else to eat. The toast was good, but I think I'll have something else for a little second breakfast. I feel like a hobbit. Second breakfast, I get my second breakfast out of the way so I can be ready for 11s. At any rate, I am at the back gate tomorrow. Oh, I think tomorrow is going to be another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.